Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
We will rally around Kurt Warner.
Kurt Warner.
You're a big horse, and you must be ridden every Monday night.
Two-time NFL MVP.
They talk about this, the greatest show on turf. Maybe the best offense ever in football.
Super Bowl champion.
Warner to throw. Going deep downfield. Adjusting for it is Isaac Bruce. Touchdown. 73 yards.
Pro Football Hall of Famer.
Not just the NFL Hall of Fame. And I wear that as a badge of honor because without pro football, in all its forms and fashions, I'm not here tonight.
Radio analyst for Westwood One Sports.
All right, so you're not cooking, right? We've talked about your cooking before. You're not. Are you contributing anything to the Thanksgiving feast, sir?
I am not contributing. I'll buy the food. I guess I'll do that part of it.
All right.
But I will not be cooking.
All right, enjoy.
It's good to be Kurt Warner.
NFL Network analyst.
Over the last 4 years, man, you've been kind of like beating your chest the whole time with this Michigan, Ohio State stuff.
That's correct.
I know. How do you feel today, Rich?
That's so great, Steve. What's your Sunday story?
Well, it's a It's prime time to shine because our guy, Deion Sanders' son, Shador Sanders, gets his debut start at home against the Niners in Cleveland. You know where Cleveland is, Rich? It's 143 miles north of Columbus, all right?
Oh, Rich.
All right, okay. That's my good score, all right. You know, last week in Vegas.
Kurt, you don't have to join in.
Well, I mean,
I felt like I needed
you.
He asked where Cleveland was, and I was saying it was in Ohio.
You know that thing?
I was just saying it was in Ohio. That's old.
Kurt Warner with Spiegel and Holmes.
Dub Bears.
On 670 The Score.
They're out here giving Rich the business about the big game. I like that. It's very well done. Our segment with Kurt Warner is sponsored by Great Clips. It's going to be great. It's also brought to you by Plumbers 911 Plumbing Emergency. Call the plumbing professionals 24-7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. And Kurt Warner now joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Hope your weekend went great, Kurt. We appreciate you joining us as per usual. And you guys weren't just messing around with Rich. You guys were talking a lot about the Bears and their run game. Now, look, you're our quarterback here. We love to talk to you about quarterback play. But I imagine that you were sitting there watching what the Bears were able to do Friday with their run game and had thoughts on it. So why were they so effective against what is usually a pretty good front for Philadelphia?
Well, I think it really started. And what's going on, guys? Hope you guys had a good Thanksgiving.
Thank you, sir.
I think it, you know, starts with, and you know, I was talking about a little bit on our show, is that when Ben Johnson came in, the kind of mentality or thought is, oh, he was so creative in the pass game in Detroit. He's going to come in and they're going to throw it all over, and Caleb's going to be the first Bears quarterback to throw for 4,000. And that's kind of your mindset when he came in there. And, you know, then as the season's gone along and you've watched this play out and you watched it play out last Friday, I think you're kind of reminded, oh, wait, Detroit was really good at running the football. And it really started up front and, you know, the creativity of running the football and then tying it into the pass game and the play action. And I think we were reminded of that, you know, last Friday. And actually, you know, the Bears are the only team in the NFL that have rushed for 250 or more twice, at least coming into the weekend. And so it's the creativity in which he brings to this offense, and it's pass game and run game. And I think that's what you're starting to see is creativity to give his guys up front angles and to slow down the defense and to throw some eye candy out there to help get those blocking angles that they need up front. And they're just – they're playing really well up front. They've got a couple backs that are running the football really well. And we've said it for a number of weeks. You know, Caleb isn't necessarily playing great football. The beautiful thing, and Daniel Jeremiah, who was on our show, is kind of our draft expert. He mentioned this as well. And he said, you know, as a quarterback in the NFL, you need at least one of two things. You need to either be really efficient or you need to be explosive. You have to have one of the two. Obviously, if you have both, you know, that elevates you to that elite status. But what he was saying about Caleb is that Caleb doesn't have the efficiency right now, but he's got the explosiveness. And that's what he brings to the table right now. They're running the football really well, and he brings these explosive special plays to the offense, even if they're not fully efficient right now, even if he's missing some throws and some reads that, you know, that you just go, okay, you got to make that. You know, that's a layup in the NFL. He's still working through those things, but he gives them enough explosives along with the other things they're doing, turning the football over on defense and running the football really well. It's just, again, I like the formula. And I think maybe this was the first time that I, you know, saw the Bears and said, wow, you know, I hadn't really thought of them as a team that could dominate up front and win games like this, you know, in weather, on the road. And so it kind of changed my perspective of, you know, who this team is and what they could be moving forward. I know they fall into the number one spot. You guys already had that in your promo, of course. You know, they're the number one seed in the NFC. And, you know, I would have never seen that coming. And, you know, I even said a couple of weeks, I thought, you know, one of the other teams in the division might take it over. But I like the formula. I like what they're doing. And, yes, Caleb's going to have to be more efficient, I think, at playoff time. But that, to me, has been their formula for winning up to this point.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's a conversation-changing win for us locally. So we're not surprised, and that makes all the sense in the world that it's a conversation-changing win for you. Because if they can run like that on the road against the Super Bowl champs with Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis in the middle, they could probably do that against anybody, which is a staggering place to be. Last week, you were wonderful on this show talking about the pinch concept that Mike Martz did. You said it was the route that bought your house. and Ben Johnson's been doing it, and they did it a lot against the Steelers. We didn't see it, I don't believe, against the Eagles. But the Eagles kept their two safeties back, so they wouldn't allow it, right? Like, did you see it, that stuff?
It's actually a play that you can run against any coverage, which is the beauty of it. They did run it one time. It was, I think it was to Rome, and it was tightly covered. There was a corner right on his back, and so it was kind of a bang-bang play. They didn't end up completing it in this game. But yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be a staple, and it's going to show up probably every week, one or two times, and maybe some weeks a little bit more than that. But you know, you may go a week without it, you know, being a primary part of it. But
see, that's my question, Kurt. Like, if a team loads up for eight in the box, you know, just loads up to try and stop this run game, that, like, there are ways that Ben Johnson then counters that. Is Caleb ready to do those?
Well, I mean, that's an easy counter, you know, and I'll look at the team that's on the other side. It was on the other side of you guys on Friday, and that's the Philadelphia Eagles. And they've made a living over the last couple of years and won a Super Bowl doing just that. We're going to run the football, and if you add an extra guy to the box, that leaves Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown outside one-on-one. It makes the game easy for a quarterback because then it just becomes pitch and catch, right? It's one-on-one out there with those guys because you have to add everybody else to the box. And, you know, that's a quarterback's best friend. Now, you got to drop back and make those throws, which, again, is something that Caleb's got to get better at, you know, just making the throws out in front of him. But just from a mental standpoint as a quarterback, it's a much easier thing to do. And you've seen that within their offense a little bit this year is, you know, what we always call the alert package, where you go up with a run called and you've alerted to a pass. And so the idea is we're going to read the defense. If the defense drops that extra guy in the box, we're going to alert it and go to a pass that we like against kind of that one-on-one or middle closed defense that we're seeing. If they keep the two safeties high and they want to play some sort of two shell, now we're just going to hand the football off and we're going to run the football. So it's putting them in those advantageous situations every single time they come up to the line of scrimmage. And Caleb has run those and been successful with those throughout the year. If they can continue to run the football like this, I'm sure it will be a big time staple in what they want to do offensively.
I feel like one of the better examples of that, and I've been watching while you were talking, is the touchdown to Cole Kmet, where the Eagles are like, let's put eight in the box. Let's try and stop the run. They get caught on play action. They get caught on playing the flat. And then Cole Kmet is able to sneak down the middle of the field. And we see something that you've been saying that you want to see from Caleb. You know that he can throw the fastball. He put some touch and a little bit of loft underneath the ball for Cole Kmet to make. I feel like that's a great combination of all of the different things that you've been talking about on how to make the Bears offense work.
A little bit. Yeah, I tell you what, I was surprised by that throw. You know, they run a lot of the naked bootlegs because Caleb was really good on the move and creating plays. And, you know, that was later in the game, and they called the naked bootleg, and his first read was open, which he had taken four or five times already in the game. And so I don't know if this was something that, you know, Ben told him in his helmet, like, hey, come out on this one and kind of peek at the quick one and then see if you can get the shot over the top, or if this was just Caleb ad-libbing. But for some reason, he came out, number one was open in the flat, and he kind of looked at him real quick, and the corner – had to jump it because they were kind of selling out to stop the run at that point in the game. And so that's what you kind of do is, hey, we want to play action and we'll steal 4 or 5 yards or we'll steal a first down. He passed that all up and said, forget it. I'm going for the jugular and I'm going to put this up over the top. And so that was just a great play by Caleb to see it was open, to know he had the edge. So there was no pressure there. Let me peek at the deep one. And I agree with you. I love the touch that he put on that football to be able to kind of turn his hips, go into his left, and just flip it up in the air and allow it to be easy and let his playmaker go run under it and make a play. But it was a key play in the game, and I thought it was a great play by Caleb.
Did you see him going through his progressions more? It's hard for us to see that. I wonder if he's been able to get deeper into the route tree as he's back there beyond the number one target.
Yeah. Yeah, not necessarily in this game. I thought there were a couple times his eyes kind of started in the wrong spot. And, you know, there's a couple times every game where he goes a little bit deeper into that. I don't know, you know, oftentimes it's a similar play that I see where he kind of works from one and easily gets to two and works through it faster. I think some of these other things, as you change up the plays or maybe plays he hasn't run quite as much, he may get stuck a little bit longer on one or be a little bit more uncomfortable or uneasy with his read and it slows down his process. Still work to do in that area. I didn't think, this last game he was necessarily great in that area. And again, it kind of showed up in completion percentage and some of those things. But again, the work in progress that we've been talking about every week is still there in certain areas. But as I mentioned earlier, the beautiful thing is just like that Kmet touchdown that we're talking about is that he brings, these big plays to the table. So they can still win games and, you know, he can still be productive as a quarterback, even if he's not fully efficient right now. I think he's been really good down in the red zone too, where he's been real definitive. And you know, I noticed it more in the Pittsburgh game than this last game because they were running the football so well. But there were, you know, three plays that just come back, see it, boom, put your foot in the ground and put it on your guy, which is so key down in the red zone. So I like that trend as well, that really definitive and confident making some of those throws into those tight windows in the red zone.
When Ben Johnson got to Hallis Hall, like he really – he said, look, everyone here, their job is to help these players get the most out of their talent. I don't know if there's any better proof of concept than winning. So I'd love to know from you, what's it like when a team believes?
I mean, it's when they believe in what your coach is selling in two respects. So I remember when Coach Wisenhunt came to Arizona, and Arizona had never really won. It had been the losingest team in the last 50 years in the NFL. And he came, and his message from day one was, we're going to win. And here's my plan, and I'm going to stick with this plan, and we're going to win. And, you know, I think there was a lot of skepticism, as there is, you know, anytime a new coach comes in, because they all say the same thing, like, hey, we're going to win, and this is the plan, and it's how we're going to do it. And it doesn't always work that way. But we watched Coach Wisenhunt continue to share the same message and continue to stick to that plan as we started to turn the corner and we started to win and we started to see that part of it. And so it gives you such a confidence in the guy leading you, like, oh, wow, you know, we were skeptical and he's proven to us that, you know, what he says and what his plan is can get us there. And so now you start to buy in and you're confident in everything that that coach is doing because he's showing us that it works. And then, you know, you take the next step and you do that on the football field. You know, when you have coaches that put you in positions to be like, trust me, this is what we're going to do. And we will run the football, or we're going to, you know, do this and it will create an open receiver here. And you might be skeptical at first, like, really? That, like, that's going to, and then all of a sudden you see it on film and you're like, wow, okay. So now every time he comes in and lays a, you know, a play up on the board, you're like, okay, what's going to be open? And, you know, you believe everything that they're selling. And what that does for you when you go out there to not be tentative. You know, I was just talking to somebody not too long ago, you know, just about that idea of going in and sometimes they call a play and you're not confident in that play. And so you come back and you're playing tentative and all of a sudden it pops open, but you're not really ready for that because you're thinking, I wasn't really comfortable going in. I don't think it's going to be open. I'm not really sure what I'm doing. Poof, all of a sudden you miss it. Now, if it's the opposite and you go in and you've seen it be successful and your coach tells you this is going to happen and it shows up in practice, man, you're coming out in the game and man, you are ready and you hit that back foot and you believe that it's going to be open. Even if it's not open, you believe it. Mike Martz was the same way with us. Is we believed everything that he dialed up was going to be successful. Like, we were going to score on every play. Like, that was just how we believed because we saw it play out over and over and over again. Here's a new play. We're going to do this. Okay, I'm not really sure. Boom, and then shows up and it works. And, you know, you just keep buying in. And it feels like that's exactly what Ben Johnson has been selling to these guys. And they're buying in. They're buying in across the board with, you know, all the crazy things and formations and things that they're doing. They're seeing it play out. And it gets you excited to come to work, right? I mean, you know, you're going to be excited when you're the number one seed in the NFC. Nobody saw that coming. Nobody expected that in Ben's first year. But you're seeing that stuff play out. Hey, we're going to run the football against this Philadelphia Eagle team. Well, okay, sure, you know, sure we are. Nobody does. Boom, we come out and we run for 280 yards. And, you know, that's the kind of stuff that gets guys excited and pumped up and believing that whatever this guy dials up, whatever he says, it's going to work and it's a great place to be.
Kurt, as always, we appreciate the education. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, sounds good, guys.
That's Kurt Warner.
Yeah, man, great stuff there on the run game and Caleb and coach belief and more. I need an expert on both the Packers and the Lions. And if they know a little bit of something about baseball, that'd be cool too, but I'm not going to ask any baseball questions.
I mean, they probably know a little something about the Bears. Like, if you add that into the mix, like, they're experts on the Packers and Lions, but know a lot of, like, Bears history because they grew up in it.
Right.
That would be valuable to our show, I think, probably.
Bonus if there's thoughts on Andy the Clown as well.
I think there might be a guy that can do that. We are going to talk with Jason Benetti, who is going to talk to us about the Packers. Why? Because he saw them last. That's next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
If it's the NFL's John Madden Thanksgiving celebration, it's on Westwood One. It's time to tear into today's first turducken. Let's head to Detroit and join Jason Benetti and Ryan Leaf.
It's time for the Packers and the Lions. Last year, Detroit broke a 7-game losing streak on Thanksgiving thanks to the Chicago Bears time management festival.
Dobbs in motion, right to left. Love waving his right hand. Claps his hand, stops the right foot, takes the snap, wastes time. He backpedals, he whistles it wide to the left side, and puts it right there for Dobbs. A Green Bay touchdown on fourth down for Romeo Dobbs.
Jason Benetti, my inspiration, Robert Griffin III, Alexa Landestoy is downstairs.
What's up with this hat? This looks phenomenal.
I mean, I've seen it all year long, and it's just breathtaking.
You're just
so
doing
I figured
it,
I'd...
You're just doing it better than all of us right now,
but
Jason.
Only one of us is the sheriff.
Spiegel and Holmes.
I want the rest of you cowboys to know something. There's a new sheriff in town, and his name is
Jason Benetti.
Afternoons on the Score.
It's true. Spiegs, I'm driving down I-10 on my way to Thanksgiving dinner, and I'm like, I get to listen to the game. I was like, Jason's calling the game. So it's like having an old friend tell me what's going on with the Packers and the Lions.
It's amazing. You were out of town, and you got back to where you needed to be, and so did Jason Benetti, because he is the greatest American hero.
It's true.
To withstand all airport travel disasters, as did Lawrence Holmes. But Jason, congrats on your superpowers of surviving Thanksgiving travel. And good job on the game and all that. Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Thank you. Thank you. I survived early lunch at Dallas Love Field. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. Thank you for the musical intro. We covered a lot of ground already. It's been a pleasure.
Well, before we get into some of the hardcore Packers and Lions stuff, I would like to just tip my cap to you, sir. I thought that your handling of Ryan's emotions.
Ryan Leaf, the broadcast partner.
Yes. Inside the game, where that doesn't ordinarily happen, even on a radio broadcast, where he needed a minute to talk about some stuff, and you let him talk about the stuff. And I thought it was just great. And I was like, you know what? It's another piece of proof that Jason Benetti is a wonderful human being.
It sounds like what I used to do with Parkins, doesn't it? Just like let him work his stuff out for the most part.
I think that's probably correct.
All right. Well, go ahead, Jason, on that.
Used to or still do? I think Ryan is a really interesting guy. I really like Ryan. I think he's got a very open heart. I think he's a really deep guy. He's obviously been through a lot of very public things. But, you know, in that moment, I felt the energy coming off of him. And I think over time, you kind of sense that with partners. But, you know, his family matters to him. And he was talking a little bit about family and the military background and his family. And I mean, there's no second and eight play that is going to trump that for me.
That's cool. I mean, Thanksgiving is a unique animal to do a game on, isn't it? Because sometimes you have people driving around doing their errands like Lawrence. Sometimes you got people cooking, like you're part of... Yeah, you're part of the fabric of American life in a big way that day.
You make me sound like Ira Glass. I appreciate it. Act one, football. So the thing about Thanksgiving and the NCAA tournament specifically, like growing up, 90s, very early 2000s kid, we would drive from house to house on Thanksgiving or around during the NCAA tournament, and that voice you heard of David Lee saying, if it's the NFL on Thanksgiving, right? It's Westwood One. And it's
let's head to Detroit and join Jason Benetti.
My God, Optimus Prime has entered the building.
There's not enough igneous rock to gargle with to get down there in the world. So, like, that dude and his iconic sound makes me, even as a 40-something now, just say, like, yeah, I really think it's awesome to be a part of that. Westwood One is, like, one of the last bastions of creative play-by-play radio. They love vivid imagery. Hmm. They love the actual detail of the moment. Like Howie Denneroff ran that place for a long, long time and was phenomenal. Mike Eby has replaced him now as the leader of Westwood One Sports. And it's just one of these brands that, thank goodness, it has persisted because it is so consistently great. The people that, like, I'm just honored to be a, honestly, truly, the list of people that have done games on there is like, it's nonsense how good of a group they have. And we all do it in large part because it's so much fun to do. But to your point, Thanksgiving on the radio, like people are in their cars and I have very vivid memories of doing that as well. So true, like I don't overuse this very much, but it is like an honor to do that game.
That's really cool. Yeah, it's funny. I remember doing an XRT shift on a Thursday morning and being like, people are making cookies and making turkeys and doing everything and like to be part of the action. All right, you saw a game. You saw a really interesting, good game between the Packers and the Lions. We don't know what Jordan Love we're going to get. Which one did you get? Because week to week, he can be kind of a crazy train.
Yeah, I think it was kind of both, you know, but we didn't see turnovers. Like, he stayed away from turnovers for a Lions defense, and I know they were, you know, they're without at least one piece back there, Kirby Joseph. But we didn't see turnovers, and we saw them really successful on fourth down. I think Romeo Doubs can be a problem. Even without Tucker Kraft, like, they have, I would say, enough in the receiving core. But, man, that run game was consistently good. Like, Josh Jacobs is tough to tackle. But truly, my takeaway is that Packers defense is, like, the quintessential NFL defense nowadays. Like, the teams don't throw the ball deep on them. They don't. Like, they see some of the fewest deep balls in the league. Hmm. They get pressure with four pretty consistently. Their blitz rate on pass downs going into that game was 30th in the NFL, pass blitz rate.
Wow.
But their pressure rate was in the top half of the league. I know Micah Parsons is a big part of that, and very rightfully so. But that defense is a problem.
But that's interesting that, because that's why they wanted Micah so much, is so they could play that style, not just for him individually, but so they could hold true to that style. Right, Jason?
That's exactly it. And so you have Rashawn Gary, who kind of gets lost in the shuffle because Micah Parsons puts up enormous numbers. But we saw, I mean, the Lions, they were without Amon-Ra St. Brown very early in that game. So we didn't see the Lions in full capacity, but they went with a lot of big sets, multi-tight end, fullback stuff, moving the tight end to cover Micah Parsons, who leads the league in double teams still, I believe, after this past weekend. I haven't looked this morning, but he still gets there, right? So you do have to shift your offense in part because of his impact. We know that, but they're good enough on the back end to handle receivers as well.
Watching Micah Parsons, 12 and a half sacks, he was phenomenal on Thanksgiving. Your call of the sack where he chases Goff down, it's got to be nightmare fuel for Goff, because in the first game, there was a sack that was similar, where it feels like a horror movie, Jason, where there's Jared Goff like getting outside the pocket and chasing him down with all of that fervor is Micah Parsons. He is terrifying to deal with, and I wonder how the Bears are going to try and get him off of his game.
Yeah, I wonder. I mean, I think you have to show him multiple looks, right? Now I really sound like a coach for sure. But the problem with that is it does take your tight end out of the game some, right? Like, you're impacting the route running ability of somebody if you're going to chip him and you're going to double team him and all that stuff. And if you slide protections, then what does it do to the backside or whatever it might be? So I do wonder what they're going to do. I will say that one of the other notable things to me was just how much he impacted the ability of Jared Goff to play action. Like, his feet were not set very much at all to make a throw because he's sliding those subtle movements in the pocket. And, you know, Caleb versus Micah Parsons is such an interesting matchup. Because from everything I heard from college coaches, and we covered Caleb maybe five times when he was in college, every college coach, defensive coordinator used the phrase or word cage, right? Like, keep him in the pocket, cage him in the pocket. But Utah brought some heat a couple of times. And I just wonder how Caleb's counter punches, now a couple years into his NFL career, will look against Micah Parsons.
Boy, it's a great question, especially since it's the same offensive principles at play. Ben Johnson's old offense versus Ben Johnson's new offense. It's been fascinating to watch Caleb develop and mature, really, like, in real time. To hear him say after one game, like, I had to get myself in a better headspace because that happened 2 weeks ago and I didn't get myself in a better headspace. Like, he's a kid being asked to do all of this. It's fascinating. What are your impressions of him from afar, you know, or from what you've been able to see in a town where I think we're learning the quarterback matters a little bit less if you run the ball like crazy and have a really good team and culture and coach?
Yeah, how about Kyle Manungai? I mean, like, not just him, but the whole run game. Like, this whole thing, Caleb, for me, Caleb Williams' journey begins at USC. It's where I saw him first, in person, live, real time. I mean, I know he's at Oklahoma beforehand, but he was such a fixer for them a couple of years ago. And when you're in the mindset of being the guy, and I'm not going to say he was working alone because he had talented players, but there were times where it felt like he was such an unbelievable fixer for them that if he didn't do it, it wasn't going to happen, especially with a defense that was underfunded in the talent department at points. So Caleb as a fixer, I would say, and without talking to him at length about this as an NFL player, so it is, you know, it is some guesswork here, but I do think when you've been on teams that maybe underachieved a little bit and you've been the fixer, to not be the fixer seems like you're not doing your job. And I think everybody has to grow together with somebody who's played the role of a fixer, so that person can just do, it's probably not 1 out of 11, right? It's like 3 out of 11. There's some superhuman work that has to go on at quarterback, let's be honest. But I do think psychologically, that's an interesting progression that I would imagine he has in part worked through, especially considering what Lincoln Riley said about his quarterback position last year without Caleb Williams and noticing how much Caleb did fix. So I think from both sides, you saw that at USC, and then you come into the league and there's all the strife around Caleb and everything that happened in front of us at Thanksgiving. Like, it just feels a little bit more like he's centered in what he has to do watching from a distance.
When you see the Packers at the beginning of the season, they look like the best team in the NFC. Then there's the weird tie against the Cowboys, and the defense doesn't look quite right. Then they rattle off three in a row. Then they have a lull where you go, oh, they are really struggling right now. How did they steer themselves out of the mini losing streak to now go on another three-game win streak?
Yeah, those back-to-back losses, what, Carolina, Philadelphia, right? You run into a Philly team that knows how to play defense, so you're going to end up in a meat grinder a little bit there. The Carolina loss at home was bizarre, and it felt like the offense just didn't have the gusto. And the Tucker Kraft injury obviously is a major problem with how much value he provides. To me, it feels like the run game, right? And the inventiveness with which they've used the pass game off of the run game as well. I think Christian Watson being back and healthy and actually fully up to speed in the offense is important. But the run game, to me, is the whole driving force here.
Does Dan Campbell know how to call plays? What did you take away from your Lions experience? I don't know if it should feel quite as messy as it feels, and maybe it doesn't feel that way up close, but it feels that way from afar.
You know, it's interesting. I did the preseason games on TV for the Lions too, so we spent some time with Dan in August, and you know, the play calling thing, I think, is a little bit less of a deal than, number one, the injuries, which I'm not going to stand behind that for any longer than 5 seconds, but the injuries are real. Like, Laporta, not having him is a problem. Amon-Ra getting hurt in that game is a problem, right? They just don't have the same guns. But I think we're seeing the undeniable novelty of Ben Johnson's mind. Like, it's a very difficult guy to replace in terms of the creativity of the play calling. And I also think, you know, we said it during the radio broadcast, and I do think it's interesting when you have such belief in aggressive play style. Dan Campbell has gotten so much mileage out of the fourth down stuff, out of going for it, out of being aggressive. But the drumbeat is starting on, if you don't have the personnel to go for it all the time, do you need to play an entirely different game in terms of your fourth down decision making? That, to me, is the most interesting psychological piece of the Lions right now. They have a very clear direction and a very clear idea of what they want to be offensively and how they want to be the ones who knock, in Walter White terms, right? But can you actually be that if you don't have the personnel to skate by on a fourth and three? I don't know. And then at that point, you kind of have an existential question of which are you for the remainder of the season? And this is coming off of losses in two of three games. So then you have that kind of dread along with it. And I don't know what they are. And I think they have to figure it out too.
I know that you've got at least one Bears fan group chat. What are people saying in the group chat about the Bears?
You know what? I don't have like a big group chat. People know better than having me in group chats, because usually I just mute them. Like, I just can't handle the large group. People like our reporter for the Tigers, Daniela Bruce, is a chronic heart thumbs upper. Like, the clubhouse is open at 4:15. Thumbs up. Stop it. Stop it. We know you read it. It's a text message. Don't worry, she's not learning about this now. I've crushed her on our broadcast for it. Like, I get so sick of people standing on ceremony in group messages, and then it becomes like Joe and Frank have like a little mini vendetta. The only group chat I have is for this fantasy football league. This fantasy football league that I've had since I was in high school, right? And it's just like random smack talk and like complaining about the rules and how ESPN does waiver procedures. And all I do is jump in there and snipe every once in a while. And then there's like a picture of me with a cowboy hat. And the most recent topic that involved me was one of my games caused one of their favorite team's games to be joined in progress. And it was like, JB, get off our television. We're trying to watch the other game.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting social dynamic. This is stuff our parents had no direction for us about at all. We're all on our own.
Speegs, ask him your question. Ask him the question.
Okay, look, I loved so much that this reporter from CBS News brought a family heirloom, the Nelly Fox bat that he got from his cousin Jim, onto the plane where the Pope was flying, and was able to tell him the whole story and hand him the bat. But what I loved more was the Pope just handing the bat to some lackey. Like, this is great. Thanks so much.
Put this in the White Sox room.
Put this Nelly Fox bat in my Hall of Fame room at the Vatican next to, what did you say, Tanny? It should be.
Yeah, the Rudy Law batting gloves. Put it right over there next to those.
There's a Craig Graybeck mug that says Little Hurt that I got at a White Hen. It can go with that. So what item would you give the Pope for his Hall of Fame room? White Sox related, because that's what he needs.
I would get Gene Honda to call him and just say 27 Chris Snowpack.
That might mean something to the Pope.
He might start crying.
It might be an emotional thing.
I just like that the Pope has Tony Hale from Veep.
He sure does.
Of course he does. Of course he does. Sure,
he has to, because he's got to get everything guy in that room.
Oh, man. But the Nelly Fox, we're convinced there's a Hall of Fame room with like cement walls and arched doorways. And every jersey he's ever been given is hung somehow with concrete nails.
And Chuck is in there, too.
Latin etchings.
It's all of those things. Jason, we know that you got to get out of town. So thank you. We appreciate you jumping on with us and having some fun. Talk to you soon. Continued success and great work.
Thank you all.
Love
you. Talk to you soon.
He's the best.
That's Jason Benetti. Oh, he's really good at calling play-by-play for things.
Yeah, and that's cool. He clearly loves doing football and loves how Westwood One gives you the opportunities. Part of the Odyssey family, by the way, Westwood One.
Oh, now we finally get the three shot back here on the tree and the bear are here.
Let's explain that. Let's explain that when we come back.
We'll do that next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel
warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
We are going to be celebrating Merry Christmas again.
Always wonderful to see, especially this time of year, as we're into the holiday season.
It's holiday season. The holiday
season. You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips.
There's usually an assortment of our sports-themed Christmas trees in different color combinations. They often adorn the studio this time of year. There's only one in here now, and it's the Bears-themed Christmas tree. It's a little mini Christmas tree. I don't think that's real. It is orange and blue. I haven't seen...
It's not real. It's okay. Been living in Ryan Poore's office since last year at this time.
Well,
so
now it's in the three chair among hosts here in the studio, and it has one of the stuffed bears that has been in the studio atop.
Big thanks to our teammate, Layla Rahimi. She actually just walked in during a break and was like, you guys needed to be more festive in here. No, Porth, don't bring the other trees.
No, not
we don't
interested.
Want those trees.
Not interested.
No.
I mean, the Bulls are off to a good start.
No, they're not.
They were.
They're not.
We don't want the Nashville Predators tree, Ryan, or the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah. Not the Cubs tree after the Shota stuff. No.
Yeah, I saw Pecorine on To Catch a Predator the other night. I was like, what is that happening? What's that going on for?
But Layla came in here and put the tree in the chair.
She did.
And then you both were like, hey, why don't we take one of the bears and put the bear in the tree?
Right, and then I had to teach her how to wedge a stuffed bear atop a fake Christmas tree, because that's my bag.
Apparently.
Yeah. So,
there she is.
There he is. The tree is available. Alex Tanner, do you have any questions you want to ask the Bears Christmas tree that's in the three chair?
I feel like Tree just went and got himself another big job.
Did he?
Yeah. Robbie Triano?
Oh, I see. Yeah. Yes.
It's very nice. I will say, though, like the Bears tree that we've had, that the one that you're seeing now over the years, has been representative of the quality of play on the field. But possibly this year, maybe we can gussy it up a little bit.
Better, like a real one, a real orange and blue Christmas tree.
I'm kind Full of size. Amazed, though, that the bear is, hey, the Grody Bear. That's the Grody Bear. There is also the Emma Bear.
Uh-huh.
But the Grody Bear is like hanging on.
Yeah.
He's here for it.
Well, he's here for the
it's
ride.
It's kind of squashing the top of the tree, though.
That's all right.
But he knows it's a ride. He knows that your quarterback may not throw for even 50% in a given week, but you're winning games. It's the Bears are now 8-0 in games in which Caleb Williams has thrown less than 60% completion percentage.
Like, if we don't have a shirtless Ben Johnson ornament on there, what are we doing, really?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. Good, better chest. You know, these are the mantras that are sweeping the city. It's game on, baby. It's going to be a good Christmas.
That's what Spiro Ditas told us back in November.
Well, I don't listen to him.
The day after Halloween.
And I won't. That's when he did it. So we had it. That's why I was so angry.
So just to clarify, Speaks, it is the holiday season now, right?
Yeah, it is now.
Okay, great.
It is now. Thank you for your concern. But for anybody who doesn't know, I'm predicting no Spiro Ditas Bears games until the end of the 2020.
What about the Browns game?
Yeah, the Browns game might be a problem for you, Speaks.
Oh, no, they'll bump that up. They will bump that up.
Okay.
Dude, if that happens on the 14th, that would be disaster.
Have the Browns ever been bumped up?
Hey, Shador is, you know, got
that's
some.
That's true.
Got
Shador's
some
got a little bit of juice.
If he's still in the job by then.
If his coach doesn't just recklessly take him away from being the starter,
well,
even though he's way better than the other guy.
But they had to ask him about it this week. Like, it's a weekly thing. Is Shador your quarterback?
There's no reason to not play Shador. You've played Dylan Gabriel. And he's whatever. Now you play Shador and you find out if he's whatever, and then you can move on to the quarterback that you want, because you clearly don't want either one of those guys.
I think that is true. You got a lot of teams out there who are looking for their next quarterback. We don't seem to be in that space.
Isn't that great?
We'll talk about Caleb some more with some of that as the context at 5 o'clock, but it's time for some phone calls.
Yeah,
man.
We want to talk to you. I'm going to unlock the phones right now. I want to give you guys the number, because you're like, wait, you guys have been taking calls because you guys are out of town and stuff. 312-644-6767. The same line that you text, you can call. 312-644-6767.
We're going to talk about in the next segment what we've learned about the Bears. Want to know how you're feeling as a Bears fan. Are you puffy-chested? Damn it, you should be. You should be. You should be arrogant. You should be out in front. You should be bothering your Packer fan friends because they do it to you. Let's talk next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.